This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I would like to welcome to the Lock and Load lineup, 1310 WDOC AM in Eastern Kentucky. They are the only talk radio station there. They are the Eastern Kentucky's voice. The only bad thing about them is that their guy, I got to talk to the main man, Travis Short, today. Thank him for carrying the show. He sounds so much better than I do. Yeah. So I don't know if that even really qualifies as a gripe. 1310 WDOC AM out of Eastern Kentucky. I've always had a thing about Kentucky ever since I was stationed up there, so it's very thrilling for me to be up there. I'd really like to know how the leftists think this would work. They have this manifestly conflicted special counsel who's leading a pack of maxed out Democratic donors. They're hoping he comes to the decision that Trump has to be kicked out of office for obstructing justice, despite the fact there's no evidence of that. You know, it's a cynical lie about him cavorting with the Kremlin. And then what? Then we would have President Pence, or until they do the same thing, or do they expect us just to go ahead and completely disavow this entire government? Which even Barack Obama says is, you know, everything was on the up and up. And install pantsuits, shrug our shoulders, and give up on our foolish dream of, you know, this quaint notion of having a say in our own governance. Because straightforward from here is chaos. Normal Americans are awake to this scam, and it doesn't matter how many affidavits, you know, how many zillions of D.C. establishment New York types attest to Mueller's impeccable integrity. You know how the guy's always trying to hose us, always has the establishment's impeccable integrity merit badge. They're not giving, or they're not going to make us unsee the fact that he's carrying water for an establishment that thinks we need to just shut up and obey. No, I'm afraid that at this particular moment, pulling off a soft coup is going to be harder than they think. They have not thought this out. They sort of assume that if they squelch Trump, then everything somehow just goes back to them being in unchallenged control. Bill Kristol becomes respected again. Pantsuit's definitely going to win. No, that's not the way it's going to work. See, Mueller can't indict Trump. That stupid old Constitution's always getting in the way. And the goal is for Mueller and his crack team of committed leftist activist lawyers to generate some head-shaking tisk, more in sorrow than in anger report claiming that Trump obstructed the probe into Hillary's Trump-Russia collusion lie, that even the leftists, they sort of reluctantly acknowledge that, you know, that never happened. But their problem is that impeachment is a purely political act, and this isn't going to get tried before some leftist D.C. judge and a 96% Democrat D.C. jury.
They have to convince the Republican members of the House to impeach, and, well, I know they're not moving that much, but, you know, have you taken a look at the political map of the U.S. here lately? It's just about as red as a baseball field full of conservatives after a Bernie brother shows up with a rifle. No, now in the circle of jerks that is D.C., congressmen are bombarded with the Trump obstruction narrative, and many neutered professional conservatives, eager to return to the same old status, Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, when they sort of mattered, are helping our enemies. Some of these congressmen are themselves Frito-Cons. They're weak, they're stupid, and they are listening. Some might be swayed, except in a couple of weeks they have to go home, and then they're going to be around normal people that actually put them in place, and they're going to hear something completely different, because the normal people aren't falling for this. Has anyone out there actually met a Trump voter who said something like this? I supported Trump, but now I don't because his refusal to passively sit back and let a Washington insider with an obvious conflict of interest and his Democrat staff drive him out of office on the basis of a Hillary-driven lie far outweighs Neil Gorsuch pulling out the climate scam, beating ISIS, and repealing Obamacare. That's nowhere near a thing. And, you know, congressmen out there, they fear their voters, and their voters, not the bust-in core of aspiring baseball diamond shooters that Soros cash pays for to show up at town halls, complain they might have to pay for their own doctor, like you and me. They're not going to accept this. So no matter what Mueller's report says, Trump is not getting impeached. And I so hope that they make 2018 about impeachment. I yearn for the chance to yet again demonstrate to you that America is not MSNBC. And that's assuming that Trump doesn't fire Mueller, something he has every right to do under the Constitution and should do based on this hack's obvious corruption. The furor that the media has threatened would follow in order to keep Trump from doing so will turn out to be yet another nothing burger. But if Trump doesn't cannon, Mueller and his team of committed never-Trumpers will claim that the president obstructed justice for not hanging his head in shame over the Democrat lies. And that will go nowhere, and Trump will never be impeached. And Trump will pardon any of his associates that Mueller and his pack of cynical leakers tries to indict on whatever puffed-up bogus charges they invent in order to justify this exercise in this investigatory. You know what I'm saying. And we should hope that's how it ends. Because what happens if the voice of half of America is basically effectively silenced by the D.C. swamp and the media guardians? The Tea Party was a slight manifestation of the anger out there at the establishment. It was polite. They even cleaned up their own messes after their peaceful protests. The media and the same alleged conservatives who saw the Tea Party as a threat to their own position because it caused donors to start asking for results instead of simply writing checks attacked the Tea Party. And then we got Trump, who was not nearly as, you know, he's not polite. He's not a Boy Scout. He took the White House fair and square from the designated establishment candidate. And now they want to use non-ballot means to make sure that the normal's choice is again ignored. And what do you think comes after Trump? Someone nice? Do they think we stop demanding we be heard? Do they think we give up on participating in governing the country that we normals built, that we normals paid for, and that we normals fought for? We probably should have known not to get all uppity and try to have a say in our own country. You know, let's let our betters rule us. Let's obey. That isn't going to happen. Here's the deal with what happens here. They're wanting to toss away the rule of law. The problem is when you toss away the rule of law, you begin the rule of power. And the rule of power means the folks with the most guns rule. Do they think the predominantly red state soldiers of our military are going to murder other Americans and risk their lives to secure the unearned power? Oh, no. Oh, no. It will be bad for us. It will be worse, far worse, for them. When we get back, we're going to go and talk about the OODA loop. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When everything's working, that's always a fun time for me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Once again, I'd like to welcome 1310 WDOC, Eastern Kentucky's voice. A whole new crowd of ninjas joining the fold. We're going to talk about the OODA loop. The OODA loop consists of four parts: observe, orient, decide, and act. Hence the acronym. It was actually put together by an Air Force pilot named Boyd. In any confrontational situation, whether you're a police officer or a civilian, you're going to have to observe the situation. You're going to have to orient yourself to it by establishing a relative position. You're going to have to decide what has to be done, and then you're going to have to do it. And when the situation changes, you have to adapt, and the process starts all over again. Now, in law enforcement, when they're making certain decisions, what they're actually doing is they're trying to buy some time. They're trying to build a buffer to where they are going to have the fastest reaction time, because the one who has the fastest reaction time is going to win. So keep in mind that the bad guy is going through the same process and therefore fighting for the same chunk of time. Now, both police officers and regular people, all you got to do is look on YouTube and check out the road rage videos. We all have to deal with upset people who lash out. In the case of law enforcement, they lash out at the very ones trying to help them. So getting them on track and on a manageable level is very paramount if you're going to be the one trying to handle their problem. So by the time you actually walk up on them, this subject has already made most of their decisions about what they're going to do. Talking to you is usually the last part of his OODA loop. That's why it's so difficult to talk to a person when he's fired up. So simply ordering him to calm down is not going to do you any good. He won't respond the way you want because he is locked in his own loop. You have to break his concentration by changing his focus. This starts him on a new loop, or at the very least breaks the one he is on, even if only for a brief moment. What you want them to do, right, when they're out there ranting and raving at you, you want to break their concentration enough to where they're actually looking at you and sort of blinking. What did you just say, you know? Something off the wall. Something strange. Something completely out of the mainstream is what you want to look for. But remember that in such situations, a yes or no question is not going to work. You have to ask a question that the person has to think about before answering. So your first attempt should consist of asking a question totally unrelated to the situation. If that doesn't work, your next question is about something that you might think means a lot to the subject, like asking about their kids. And you're not looking to become best friends. You just need to interrupt and disrupt their loop long enough to get a word in edgewise. It is not 100% successful, but it does work more times than not. But sometimes things turn physical, and then your job is ultimately about obtaining control of the situation, even if it requires you going hands-on. The OODA loop works the same way here. Once a person decides he's going to hit you, he gets locked into his own loop and commits to the action. Any change on your part will make him have to start the decision-making process all over again. So if a person is stepping into you before throwing a punch, you cannot let him set down that lead foot before striking. If he gets to plant his foot, you're going to get hit. So you need to make a move that forces the subject to reposition and start his OODA loop all over again. Action is going to beat reaction every time. So the guy who keeps forcing the other to change his plan usually keeps the upper hand. This is where speed comes in. The one who's going to move the fastest usually is going to win the fight. And then there's this, where this tactic would apply to an active shooter scenario. If you're standing across from the shooter and you each draw and then shoot, both of you will probably get hit. All of you have heard some trainer out there say telling you to get off the X. So if you move off of his center line, this is any of you that have did a box, kickbox, anything, you understand this already. If you move off of their center line, if you go lateral, left or right, and I would go to where I headed towards his back. So if he's right-handed, I'd be handing toward his right-hand side, if that's the side that's closest to you. You're going to make him reposition. When you move off of his center line, you will cause him to miss or at least hit you in a less critical spot because you've made him change his plans. But the shooter's now going to have to lift and shift in order to shoot you, and this is why the military lives by the mantra move, shoot, and communicate. Improving your OODA loop actually takes a little bit of practice, but it's practice well spent. If you are a civilian, which most of us are, I'm not in law enforcement. I train with JT, who is in law enforcement, but I'm not in law enforcement. So I have less of a thing to worry about because I can actually use my OODA loop to simply walk away. I don't have to confront. And that's the first thing that should be in your loop as well. No matter how good you are, no matter how good you think you are, we do not need to move to confront because that's not what we are about. If they're not threatening us, we can't go in that position. I'm going to be coming out with some other stuff along the OODA loop line, but simply because now it's becoming a more hostile environment for us who just happen to think that we live in a republic and that we shouldn't be ruled by our betters. They're going to, you know, one of the things they may want to do is they may want to get violent about it, which is it's a stupid move for them to make. But, you know, that doesn't mean that we sit back and just say, well, they don't have any training or nothing, so they're not going to be able to hurt me. Oh, yeah, they can still hurt us. Sure. So when you're out there and you're on the range and everything, try to remember that shooting standing still is fine. Shooting and moving is better. Shooting and moving and communicating is where you need to be. No need to be somebody who is just going to be a stationary target. Get off that center line. Make them work. And then beat them to the punch. When we get back, the Paris Agreement was actually designed to destroy us, and now we're now in it, and everybody's mad about it. That's interesting. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Actually a line from a Bugs Bunny cartoon before this. But no matter, I'm just musing out loud. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Once again, simply because, it's always momentous for me when I get somebody new joining me. 1310 WDOC, Eastern Kentucky's voice, welcome. All of you listening there, you guys are all ninjas now. The Paris Treaty, that was meant to turn our economy into a globally governed socialist economy for climate justice's sake. It was primarily the U.S. that was responsible for developing poor countries throughout the world, and it's not surprising that 195 countries signed on to do it. The draft of the treaty states, developed countries shall provide developing countries with long-term, scaled-up, predictable, new, and additional finance, technology, and capability building. This was welfare on a global scale, and it was a bonanza for the banana republics and the polluting countries. The goal of it, supposedly, to establish a low greenhouse gas emission economy. So, in other words, a global socialist economy without fossil fuels. And we were supposed to pay the polluters. Now, under this treaty, China was able to pollute until 2030. And who knows what they would do in 2030 when the people who made the deal are no longer in charge. India and other nations also get to pollute until they become rich. I don't know who decides how rich is rich enough. The United States, however, it's already been decided. We're rich enough. So we had to immediately follow stringent requirements in every area of this country by 2020. It would be our economy that would go in the tank. We would have been compelled to immediately consider sustainable development in all policies and measures and in all economic sectors. Under this treaty, globalists at the UN would then control every aspect of our lives. Now, the treaty, which was not really even a treaty, because if it had been a treaty, then Obama and Kerry could never have gotten away with just signing it. They called it an accord. But the accord is non-binding and voluntary. No nation has to abide by it, but the U.S. would be expected to adhere to it. The way they plan to control member nations is through a reporting requirement to be updated every 5 years by each signatory. The purpose of the report is to give the central global government the ability to shame nations every 5 years. They were going to establish something like Starfleet to handle all of this. Then there are the tribunals. We would have been subjected to judgment from an Orwellian international tribunal for climate justice. And their responsibilities, while not yet clear, but there is a draft online, the plan was a curse to corporations. American companies could end up being dragged into these courts for socialist enviro justice and redistribution. And it wouldn't only be the corporations, the U.S. taxpayer would also be on the hook. And it does get better. A climate decertification committee also has a type of tribunal, as does the carbon pricing panel, who would set the global taxes. Then there were also clauses for reparations that rich countries would be made to pay to the poorer countries. I don't know what we were repairing or what we were paying for, but the Green Climate Fund is another scam. It initially required a transfer of $100 billion a year from, quote, rich countries, and that number would be increased a lot, and we would pay the poor countries to pollute. The top polluters would pay nothing, and the corrupt anti-American UN would handle all the money. Now, Obama, already weaponized, he tried to weaponize the EPA to destroy the fossil fuel industry, and he had already begun to send our money to the UN to line the pockets of terrorist dictators in banana republics. He took $1 billion from our terrorism fund and sent it to the UN. No other nation paid a thing. No mechanism in place to account how the funds would be used, and the U.S. would have no control over the dispersal of the funds. Congress would not be able to stop the funding of these programs because of ingenious and corrupt recommendations. One of those requires the government to integrate climate resilience planning criteria in all federal programs, such as those that provide transportation funding to ensure that these projects will last as long as intended. But the purpose is to redirect all funds to the climate change agenda, so Congress would not have control of the funds going out. It would have been insidiously and permanently interwoven throughout every executive agency. Obama violated the Constitution. He promised the global governance would be transparent, even though his own government was anything but. Secretary of State Kerry rushed ahead with the Paris Climate Change Treaty as the clock ticked down to Donald Trump's inauguration. Now, because it was a treaty, but Obama got with the UN and they conspired to rebuild it into a prior treaty, Kyoto. And that way, Obama was able to plot with the UN and call the Paris Treaty an accord. But it was illegal because it was not ratified by the Senate. This globalist disaster was secretly negotiated without Congress. And it would have devastated the U.S. economy. And the end result would have meant a lessening of the global atmospheric temperature by 0.17 degrees by 2100. Not enough to matter, but that was never a goal. Like all things the leftists do, the goal is never what they say it is. The goal is to control things. Climate change is a way to control everything. You control the money, and if you control the money, don't you pretty much control everything? This was planned and deliberate, and it was designed to destroy the U.S. economy, to level the playing field, because that's what socialists do. If you think that Bernie Sanders was the only socialist running around, anybody that's pushing climate change is a socialist, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Once this happened, if this had been implemented, the only way for us to have gotten out from under it would have been to have marched on Washington and gotten rid of that form of government. And I hear all the stories about what the Chinese would do and what this would happen and all these other people talking about who comes in and rolls that one around. That would still be a very daunting task. But that would have been the only way for us to dismantle that would have been to have burned it out. These leftists, when they're trying to put us in a position, there's not a whole lot of position left when we come out of it. It's really quite fortunate for us that Trump beat pantsuit and that now they're showing themselves for who they are, which is a bunch of, violent Nellies who don't really understand the nature of that which they do. But it goes on and on and on. But I tell you what, when we get back, I'm going to give you an example of what a climate change agenda does to individual people. Simply because I don't want you to take my word for it. You guys saw all of this in the news the other day. You watched it on TV. That must make it true. I don't really believe you think that way, though. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Examples, don't you? I just love them. Time for some. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When you're looking at a fire, blue flames are products of extreme heat. Green flames are products of extreme environmentalism. That's what we saw last week when fire engulfed the London Grenfell Tower. From London to California's Sun Valley, the so-called green policies that disregard basic principles of fire safety are sparking deadly fires. And this issue deserves our immediate attention far more than Russian hacking myths and fairy tales. When that building was burning, the odor of burning plastic filled the air as 250 firefighters rushed to the scene of the Grenfell Tower. And the flames spread too quickly and intensely for even this army of professional flame stoppers to do anything about it. They're saying between 58 and 60 people died. 74 people were injured. This 24-story public housing tower, the residents complained about this for years. They complained via the Grenfell Action Group that the building, originally constructed in 1974, was a fire hazard. So instead of heeding the warnings, London mayors like Ken Livingstone and Boris Johnson aggressively pressured local councils to reduce carbon dioxide by refurbishing older buildings. The 2008 Climate Change Act obligates the UK to slash greenhouse emissions by 80% by 2050 in comparison to emissions in 1990. In doing that, safety was sacrificed for the sake of reducing emissions. Nobody really knows what started this fire at Grenfell. They do know that major experts are tying the eco-friendly exterior insulation insulation, excuse me, or cladding, as they call it, to the fire's uncommon force and rapidity. Grenfell Tower underwent a massive retrofit in 2016 to reduce the building's emissions, costing £10 million. The building was clad with a form of insulated aluminum that experts like forensic architect Christopher Mears attribute to helping the fire quickly leap from floor to floor. Venting behind the cladding acted effectively as a chimney. So that means London's most devastating fire in years is especially heartbreaking because it was preventable. London is not alone. Fires in Dubai and China have been attributed to similar style of insulation. So in our rush to reach these arbitrary green goals that we don't even know if it's going to do anything, and we're not even sure if it does it, what that means, we're being told that the ice is retreating when it's just getting thicker. While we're doing all of this, we're losing all common sense. We're foregoing basic tests like fire safety to ensure that new construction methods fulfill one primary job, sheltering human beings. Now, in the United States, green policies are inciting metaphorical and literal funeral pyres in our forests, ravaging vast tracts of land from coast to coast. We spend about $1 billion fighting fires annually. They are certainly a natural occurrence, but not to the degree that we are experiencing. And the newer American reports on gross mismanagement of the National Forest by the U.S. Forest Service and the incessant lawsuits of radical environmentalists that have thwarted all reasonable attempts at proper forest management. Hundreds of millions of board feet of dead and dying timber are left to rot and create massive bug infestations and fire hazards. Some 5.6 million acres burned annually in the U.S. for roughly the past decade. The Obama administration piggybacked on the Clinton administration's failed Northwest Forest Plan that eliminated tens of thousands of timber jobs without deterring fires by unconstitutionally putting an additional 9.2 million acres of land under federal mismanagement. In February, environmental activists protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, supported by the Obama administration, showed their affection for the earth by torching it to cinders. Two children were burned so severely that they were rushed to a Bismarck hospital where, when their negligent guardian set fires in protest of the federal order to leave. So the trend, radical environmentalism neglects to account for the basic safety and health of humans and forests. And as a result, horrific fires occur that should never have happened. So tell your legislators. They need to stop. They need to drop. Roll up their sleeves. There's a lot of things that we could work on that would actually make a difference for the well-being of the planet that has nothing to do with Russia. Indeed. Now, one thing that I find fascinating about the left is that they will implement a policy and inevitably, like gun control kills people. All day long, gun control kills people. Either directly, indirectly, one way or the other, it does it. Do the leftists, do the politicians that put these policies ever in place, do they ever get hauled before a judge? Do they ever get incarcerated for killing people? No. No. What about this green climate thing that 60 people died for, because they dared to live in an apartment building? A lot of you may watch stuff like HGTV and everything where they have these people that will go in and renovate a house and they'll talk about how it's not up to code. We're voluntarily throwing the code book out in order to lessen our emissions. My only problem with all of this is I have no idea what my effect on the planet is. Does anybody out there think that, do you think we can kill the earth with plastic water bottles? Certainly they make a mess, and certainly they're all over the place, but do you think we can kill the Earth? And do you think, given all of the things that have ever happened from the extinction event forward, do you think that the Earth is controllable? I mean, let's take away the SAR bomb and nuclear weapons and all this other stuff, and let's just look at earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions. Do you think the Earth cares or is taking notes on what we're doing? And in the meantime, what we are doing is stupid. Now, there could be a way to put something together where, I have seen packaging that's coming out that will eventually, I mean, we'll all be using the flux capacitor one day with the Mr. Coffee Fusion reactor on the back of our cars, powering our cars with a Pabst Blue Ribbon can and a banana peel. But that day hasn't come. In the meantime, I just use unleaded because my car burns very clean. And it's mature technology. It's not going to fail me when I need for it not to fail me. In the meantime, a bunch of people sit back and have the most monstrous of carbon footprints, and yet they roll around telling me and you and anybody else that will listen that we're killing the Earth. And in the end, they're the ones killing people. They're killing people. So, my question is, how long do we put up with this before we say enough of this nonsense? How long before we start tearing these buildings down and actually putting something up that meets code? We'll see. Coming up next, Stephen D'Andrilli from Marvelous Quarrel. We're just going to talk about, he was recently interviewed by the BBC, and I want to talk about what the British people think about our situation here in the United States and theirs in Europe. That's the next hour. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.